Good morning, everyone. It's Ty.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. We missed you last week, but Savannah was amazing.
Well, that's what I hear and that's what I see on social media.
Yeah, she had to tell me how much people liked her on the podcast and how much they liked her recommendations of, you know, changing things up. So,
oh, how sweet is that?
Yeah.
That she wants to come in one time and start changing shit up.
Exactly.
So how's your week been? It's only Wednesday.
Yep, it's only Wednesday. You know, it's been okay. I'm tired of the weather.
I just said to Julie this morning, I have got to be somewhere where there's some sun. It has been so rainy and so gloomy for the last, literally, it seems like
100 years
since Noah was on the water. Gray.
Yeah.
I got to be somewhere where there's sun, Julie.
Yeah, we very much are motivated by the weather. You know, that's actually a thing, that there are people that need that. I mean, we all need vitamin D, but there are people who just mentally, they're motivated by the weather and they're in a better mood when it's sunny. And yeah, we're those people.
Well, folks, you know, we only have, I think it's, what is it, 50 minutes per podcast or something, and that what they give us, 50, 55 hours go over. So I kind of want to jump into the things that are most pressing of questions that people have asked or sent me through social media, because you guys know that if you send me direct messages, there's only so many that I can take. And I think right now, they cleared out yesterday, I had roughly 1,100 messages on Facebook, and obviously I can't go through all 1,100, but I do go through as many as I can. So it's cleaned out this morning because I think it was stopping people from being able to post, or that was the complaint. So that was taken care of this morning. Same goes for Instagram. Same goes for Twitter. You know, if you send me a message, I'm going to try to answer you as best I can. Lots of questions regarding Josh Carl Waits with the Georgia Department of Revenue. Now, you know, I made a commitment when I started talking about it that I was going to finish it out so that each and every one of you that follow us, that listen to us, that you know the exact truth of what's been done to us. And so many other Georgia taxpayers. It is absolutely amazing to me at the number of people that have now come forward, that have spoken with our attorneys, that have given information that we would have never had it not been for this platform, you know, Chrisley Confessions or Instagram. You know, I want to kind of bring, if you're just now listening or you're tuning in for the first time, let me just kind of bring you up to speed. Julie and I had false claims made against us by the Georgia Department of Revenue by their special agent, Joshua Carl Waits, a man who has done so many unethical things that, I mean, I just can't even go through them all right now. But stay tuned. They're going to all still be on my, if you scroll back through my Instagram, you'll see a lot of the documents that I posted, and I'll be posting more shortly. You know, this man started his witch hunt and brought the IRS into it and claimed that we had defrauded the state of Georgia out of millions of dollars, folks, of tax revenue. That was proven to be a lie. The information that he gained, he claimed that he gained that information through a private source. He did not gain it through a private source. The information came through my former CFO, who embezzled millions of dollars from us, who misappropriated funds, who forged our names to documents, who did all of this stuff to us. And unbeknownst to us, I mean, this man had been doing this probably since 2004, 2005. You know, we're still going back that far looking at it. But the information that was given to him by our former CFO through his attorney, we have the emails of that as well, were bogus. It's false information. But what happened, folks, was that this man, because of the position he's in and because he's a government official, has this godlike complex who goes out here and barges into people's businesses, shuts them down, hauls them out in handcuffs. I mean, this man even literally paraded one of his own Georgia Department of Revenue officials down the parade of shame with handcuffs, you know, saying that he had embezzled all, or that he had was taking kickbacks and bribes and what have you. And the irony of that, folks, is what Josh Waitz has done with a slush fund that he set up through the Georgia Department of Revenue, where they go in, illegally seize property. You know, they arrest people and threaten to put them in prison and what have you. And then they automatically settle with these taxpayers. And the taxpayers, out of fear, agrees to allow them to keep everything they've taken. They then dump that into a slush fund that they go out here and buy cars and video headpieces and, you know, having, you know, light kits put underneath their cars. Listen, the taxpayers, they don't even get to take vacations like what these tax officials are doing in the state of Georgia with the Georgia Department of Revenue that are being paid from illegally seized funds that I believe are illegally seized funds and that our attorneys believe are illegally seized funds. So I want to make sure that I clear that up. This is mine and Julie's podcast. These are our opinions. These are based on facts that we now have.
Okay, I don't know about you guys, but do you ever have trouble sleeping? I know the answer in my house is yes. Whether you're hot or whether you feel like your mattress is just not for you, but you know what? I've been able to solve that problem. Etitude sheets, and they are incredible. They stay nice and cool at night, which I love, and they're so soft, which Todd loves. And we've been getting the best sleep in our life. How is Etitude different from other sheets? They are feathery soft. They wash up so well. And they make your cotton sheets feel like sandpaper. And an editor at Goop said she and her boyfriend haven't needed melatonin since their first sleep on Etitude sheets. They're organic. Clean bamboo is extremely breathable. It regulates your temperature to improve your quality of sleep. Customers have claimed that their skin appearance improved after switching to Etitude sheets. They are also better for the environment. Clean bamboo recycles 98% of the water it uses, so it's the most sustainable bedding available. Cotton uses a ton of pesticides and wastewater and is harmful to the environment. So why not try Etitude? These amazing sheets have a 30-day risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your sheets for a full refund. They even cover shipping on returns. Etitude sheets, they're soft as silk, breathable as linen, but at the cost of cotton. You're going to love them. When you support our sponsors, you support our show. And right now, our listeners will get 20% off their sheet set and free shipping. Just text CONFESSIONS to 64,000. The only way to get 20% off your set of Etitude sheets and free shipping is to text CONFESSIONS to 64,000. That's CONFESSIONS to 64,000. 64,000.
When Josh Waitz started this investigation, we have internal emails. We have photographs of this man. He is literally so thirsty for 5 minutes of fame that he wanted to take down a celebrity. That was his goal. That was the internal theme of the Georgia Department of Revenue, was to get high profile people and take them down. And Josh Waitz felt like that if he attached himself to us, that's what was going to happen. Well, as we all know, God is good. So many people have dumped information onto us, even people within the Georgia Department of Revenue that has turned stuff over to us. And I'm grateful. I know you're listening. I know the Georgia Department of Revenue listens, because, folks, we have an email where they're going back and forth. He and this Katie Colvin, or Katie Vansel, who is with them and who was involved in this whole scheme. This woman has I believe it's been told to me, and again, this is information that has been told to me, she has a degree in theater, but this woman is running numbers for the state of Georgia's Department of Revenue, who claim that I owe $2 million in back taxes. Folks, They ended up giving us 4 years of refunds, 4 years we didn't owe anything on. And 1 year they decided to unanimously, 2009, they decided to unanimously make a decision that because they had to have some kind of saving grace, that they were going to disallow deductions for the state of Georgia that the IRS had already agreed upon, approved, and never had an issue with. But the Georgia Department of Revenue, they did. So we agreed to settle for $70,000 because our attorneys knew they were filing the lawsuit. And we needed to get that out of the way so we could move forward with this lawsuit, get discovery going, and find out information. But there are emails between this Katie. There are emails with Katie with all of the scandalous things that she's doing. And it literally is baffling to me that these people in an internal email state, we are in possession of the Chrisleys' federal tax returns and we shouldn't have them. They knew, folks, it was against the law to have them, but they had them. And they were using those to try to find one thing that they could literally come back on us with. There's another email, folks, where they acknowledge Todd Chrisley has reported all of his income. There does not seem to be anything that we can find in these tax returns that would show that he has underreported his income. And another email follows, keep digging. So with that being said, I wanted to bring you up to speed because Josh Waits was working with reporters from WSB-TV in Atlanta. One of them, Jody Fleischer, who has now moved on to Washington, D.C. This woman came to our home in Nashville, Tennessee, trying to get a comment from us and instead spoke to our neighbors. Like our neighbors here would know anything about anything with us. I mean, they don't know anything about our years of being in Atlanta. But it was part of her smear campaign so that she could try to elevate herself into a higher position of reporting. She was getting information, giving and gaining information from Josh Carl Waits from the Georgia Department of Revenue. Now, folks, why that's important is because it is a felony to give out a taxpayer's tax status to any third party. If you're a member of the IRS or you're a member of a government agency within the state to which the taxpayer resides, you must abide by the same guidelines that the IRS imposes upon all of their IRS workers. You cannot disclose the status of a taxpayer. But yet Josh Waits was giving this information to Jody Fleischer and to multiple other reporters within the WSB-TV family. They drug us through the mud on the press. They printed all the, they put all this stuff out there. And now it's coming back that their informant is a criminal, that their informant is a liar, that their informant is a thief. It is coming back on them to where they're going to eventually acknowledge this because, listen, I've got interviews set up here in the next 2 weeks. You know, this information is going to be turned out there to a worldwide press. I mean, the world's going to know what this man has done. But the most ironic thing happened yesterday when we were asked to please stay off of the podcast or social media because Josh Carl Waits is offended and hurt that he's being attacked by so many people because of the things that he did. Now, folks, keep in mind, this is the same person that if you Google the Georgia Department of Revenue seizures and busts, if you just put that in Google, you're going to find Josh Carl Waits in just about every news piece that has been ran by WSB-TV. Now, is that a coincidence that this man just so happens to have a film crew outside of every business that he goes to where he's going to be able to walk them out and then make a statement to the press so he can be on camera? This is the same person who lied to the IRS, who filed bankruptcy, and is now running. He's in an authoritative position with the Georgia Department of Revenue where he can kick your door down if you live in Georgia. And the entire Georgia Department of Revenue there is making up numbers just to give him the power to do what he's doing. Now, if that doesn't trouble people in this country as a taxpayer, because this is happening in Georgia, folks, but you can bet your ass that it's happening in other states. And if we as a people do not come together and demand equality, and equality means for everyone, it doesn't matter if you have a heartbeat and you are God's child, you deserve to be treated equal. And that's what we stand for. Now, we have been humiliated, degraded, lied on, stolen from, and we have been told to take it. Just be quiet. These people have no platforms, Todd. You have a huge platform. The more you talk about it, the more you shed, the more these people get coverage for it. For us to be told yesterday that we need, basically threatened, that if you do not stay off of social media and stop talking about Josh Carl Waits, we're going to take it to the judge and have the judge stomp all over your First Amendment rights to tell you you cannot talk about what has happened to you. You cannot talk about Josh Carl Waits and the illegal things that he's done because you're suing him. Yes, we're suing Josh Carl Waits. And we're also looking into our new claims that we're going to bring against the Georgia Department of Revenue and other individuals within that organization now that we have information that they colluded with Josh Carl Waits to do what they've done to our family. You know what, folks? In this country, family should be first and foremost. It should be your faith and then your family. And then if you got time for friends, great. But you take care of what's at home first. And I'm going to take care of what's at home, and that's my family. And what Josh Carl Waits and the Georgia Department of Revenue did in going to the IRS was to launch this federal investigation. Now, there's emails to prove it. There's documentation to prove it. And to take down a celebrity. That was the goal, folks. And by the grace of God, the Lord did not allow us to be broken. He didn't allow us to be broken. Now, have we literally been hurt? Yes. Has it caused us stress? Yes. Has it caused heartbreak? Has it caused sleepless nights? Yes. Now it's time for Josh Carl Waits to feel the same thing. Now, I'm not doing this, and I want to make sure that you know that as a Christian, I'm not doing this in revenge, because revenge is mine, saith the Lord. My therapist, Steve, has said to me, make sure that anything you do, you're doing it for the glory of God and His people. I am doing this for the glory of God and His people because there are so many people that have come forward that Josh Waits has done this to, and they have no way to fight. Were some of them guilty? I don't know. But what I do know is that some of them weren't. But because they didn't have the financial resources to do what they needed to do and to hire the people that they needed to hire, they ended up losing everything, all to be dumped in a slush fund. There are so many. Oh, listen to this one. Pet food. Georgia Department of Revenue is now paying for pet food. I want to see the canine that they're feeding. Or is it Josh? Or is this pet food just something that's being used for another individual within the Georgia Department of Revenue to feed their pets? I'm just asking the question, folks. Give me your feedback if you know about that. There are so many things that bother me in my life. Prejudice, racism, kids being abused, our veterans not getting proper medical care, us being the most powerful nation on earth, and we have people in our country starving to death. You know, the elderly being abused. These things bother me. But you know what? This Josh Carl Waits and a government agency doing to people what is being done in the state of Georgia is literally one of the most vile, despicable forms of government
misuse
and abuse that I believe that I have seen since I tuned into the news.
Well, I find it just disgusting that you have this slush fund with well over $1 million.
No. The slush fund is in the 4 to 5 million.
Oh, okay. So you have this slush fund with millions of dollars in it that they're buying weapons and team building and zip lining and Disney World. But yet it was just announced a few weeks ago that teachers in Georgia were going to have to take a tax. We're going to have to take a pay cut.
I know. And that is the irony of this.
How is that even like
And that is the irony of this, folks, that the is that the children of the state of Georgia that are attending public schools, the teachers there are having to take a pay cut to keep their jobs while you've got the fleecing of the Georgia taxpayers going on with the Georgia Department of Revenue. Now, the Attorney General's office has been made aware of this, and according to individuals within the AG's office, they've been aware of it for several years, but they couldn't get anyone to do anything about it. They're the Attorney General, folks. That the buck stops there. So that absolutely should have been the Attorney General's job to make sure that he is preventing the fleecing of the taxpayers that voted for the AG to be elected. It literally just is baffling to me. For me to be told that we would like for your client to stop speaking about Josh Carl Waits. If not, we're going to the judge and we're going to have a judge to stop him from talking. I don't believe a judge is going to do that because I don't believe a judge is on the bench that's going to say that he's going to strip me of my First Amendment rights, that I can't tell the truth. If you can't stand up and tell the truth, folks, then that means that the government is going to do whatever they want to do with you when they want to and how they want to. So, you know, I want you guys, if you feel inclined, please reach out to the Attorney General's office in the state of Georgia. Please voice your opinions. Please make your voice heard because we don't have the right to complain about people being elected if we didn't put a vote in to elect someone else that we wanted in. You must vote to make sure that your voice is being heard. Even good people that start out in politics turn out to be bad. I think the corruption is just so rampant that they just turn out to be bad because it's easier. They have so much weighing on them and so many people saying, no, do it this way, do it this way, when they know that's not the right way, that they just give in. And folks, you can't do that in this country. You can't do that in this world. You have to stand up for what is right. I don't even live in Georgia anymore, but Georgia came after me and my family. I mean, to the point of threats of prosecuting my mother, to prosecuting Chase and Savannah. All of these things were used to try to force us into agreeing to something that never happened. And we wouldn't do that. And so I just, you know, there's so much information that's going to come out over this next, you know, 7, 8, 9 months, however long it's going to take, because we want everyone watching. We want everyone seeing what can happen when you have people like this behind the scenes doing what they're doing. You know, there have been, I think it's 3 or 4 that have come forward that they know that this is going to come out. They've given us information. They've given us photographs. They've given us conversations that Josh and Carl and or Josh Carl Waits and Katie and Chris and another gentleman and Merrill, conversations that they've given us these conversations. So I'll let everyone who's listening to this figure out how those conversations came to us about their goal to take down Todd and Julie Chrisley and the level of press that it will garner for the Georgia Department of Revenue. So what I would ask of you is to please, if you live in the state of Georgia or if you don't live in the state of Georgia, please make your voice heard. Reach out to the governor of the state of Georgia. The governor appoints the attorney general. The attorney general appoints the head of the Georgia Department of Revenue. You got to start with the head and go down. And, you know, you're helping other people in the state of Georgia that cannot in other aspects help themselves financially. That's why when we filed our lawsuit, we made a commitment that any monies that are recovered from this lawsuit are to go to a fund that is to help people in the United States that are indigent or that are being selectively prosecuted or that does not have the money to fight back on these erroneous, bogus charges. You know, we're not looking to collect a dime from this, but what we are looking to do is to be a good steward of what God has entrusted in us. And what He has entrusted in us is a plethora of information and documents that shows the level that everyone involved in this nightmare that Julie and I've been living for 2 years went to do what they've done. But to his counsel, I appreciate the fact that you respectfully ask that I not comment, that I not discuss your client. I respect that you are going to represent your client in the best means that you possibly can. And good luck with you on that. You know, thank you, Georgia Department of Revenue, and the individuals who saw the need to step up and step out and do what was right. We already have the personnel records that show that he lied. He did not have an associate's degree. He doesn't have one today. And that was a requirement for the job. We also have information on who drafted the new guidelines for his job requirement and why she did that and the relationship that she had from Clayton County that spilled over into Josh Carl Waits coming there. We have all this information. So I don't know that you can say that we can't have his personnel record when it's a matter of public record when you do, you know, an open records request. So with that being said, I think I've said enough about it today. We will fill you in the weeks to come. But what I would say is to stay tuned to the press. I think there's going to be quite a bit of activity in the next 4 to 5 weeks, and we'll see where that takes us. So to every taxpayer in the state of Georgia that's listening, good luck and God bless you. I hope that you're paying attention to your tax returns. I hope that you have competent accountants that are doing the things that need to be done. And even when you have those folks, it just doesn't seem to really matter if you get someone that is after you and looking to take you down. They will twist and turn every and, if, and but that you've said. So be very, very cautious when it comes to this kind of stuff.
As parents, we want to encourage our children to pursue their dreams and provide opportunities that give them the best chance to succeed. You know, our kids, all of them learn differently. They all want different things out of life, but we all want to give them those opportunities. Sometimes that means optimizing their routine, making it more flexible, more dynamic, so they have more time to focus on things they love. That's why there's Laurel Springs. Laurel Springs is an accredited online private school for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Laurel Springs recognizes that each child is a unique individual with their own interests, special talents, unique learning styles. Their flexible learning program offers challenging and diverse elective courses. And Laurel Springs is accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges and Advanced ED, which means their transcripts are recognized by colleges and universities worldwide. Register your child at laurelsprings.com/cc today and receive a waived registration fee. That's laurelsprings.com/cc for the waived registration fee. laurelsprings.com/cc.
So let's move on to our first caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. My name is Leslie, and I am from Washington, D.C. I just wanted to say that I love, 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 love you guys so much. You really are inspiring. I love your whole family, Nanny Faye. You guys are amazing. So I wanted just to call in and see if I can get a little piece of advice from you all. Here's the rundown. My husband and I have been married for about a year, but we had our son 2 years ago. And one of the things that my father suggested was that we move in with him so that way we can save up money and buy a real home. And my mom and my dad just absolutely have helped us in the best way. And we've been doing great enough that, you know, my husband and I have been talking about moving out. However, my mom just dropped a bombshell, and she's expecting to move in with us, my mom and my dad. Now, they have helped us tremendously, and I will mention they are retired. And they do travel back home from every 6 months down in South America. They have their own beach house. So they, you know, they'll live there 6 months and then they'll live with us for 6 months. But I don't know. I don't know what to do. I mean, it is a beneficial for us because my mom did say she'll take care of my son while I'm at work and my dad will help around the house. But my husband really doesn't want to, but so So if you guys can just help me, please, some advice. I just don't want to feel guilty by telling my parents no. I hope to hear back. Love you guys.
Leslie from D.C.
Leslie, first, let me help you very quickly. The decision to move in with your parents is a decision that is made between you and your husband. And if your husband does not feel comfortable living with your parents...
That's not what she's saying. That wasn't the thing. The thing is, they're living with her parents now.
Right.
So that they can save money up to buy their own house. And then when they buy their own house, her parents want to move in with them for 6 months out of the year.
No.
Her parents... They're living with her parents right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
To help her and her husband
right,
out.
Right, to help her and her husband
so
out.
So you don't get to, as parents, let your children move in with you because you've got an ulterior motive because you want to start living with them permanently 6 months out of the year while you vacation at your beach house.
Right.
So that way you don't have to buy another house. You just dump everything into the beach house.
Right.
No. I'm with your husband on this one. I mean, I don't believe that there's no house big enough for two families. And I think it's one thing to let your kids come home, let them get on their feet. But as parents, you know, you're letting your kids come home to help them get on their feet.
Right.
That doesn't mean you get to turn around once they get on their feet and start making their life more difficult by moving in with them for 6 months.
But she said her mom's going to take care of her baby while she's working and her dad's going to help around the house.
It's easy for Leslie to say that because it's Leslie's mom and dad.
Uh-huh. That's right.
So Leslie grew up in the same house with her mom and dad, so she knows how to deal with their shit.
Right.
Her husband didn't sign up for that.
Right.
Now, her husband needs to acknowledge and recognize that his in-laws are giving him a hand up.
Yes.
Help letting them live there to save their money to move out on their own. He should show appreciation and respect for that. He should make them always feel welcome when they come in their home, but for a long weekend.
Right.
Or maybe a week. Maybe even a month, not 6 months. So, Leslie, your husband's feelings need to be taken into consideration first.
Yeah, I agree.
God, you, and your husband.
Yep,
that's the order to which it should flow. So I hope that this doesn't offend your parents, but, you know, listen, I mean, not that I would ever move in with Chase and whoever he marries, or with Savannah and whoever she marries, or Grayson or whatever, but... You know, you never know as parents that you might need your child. You might have to live with them one day. And you would hope that you have done well enough in your life by your children to where they would not consider you to be a burden. In this country, the elderly, kids seem to forget who took the time out, you know, who sacrificed to buy them, pay for their lunch every day and school pictures and to educate them and to put a roof over their head and the sacrifices that those mom and dads made so that their kids didn't have to feel the sacrifice. This country turns a back on its elderly and its veterans, and that's what we need to be working on to correct. But you would hope that your children would love you enough and that you've done enough for them as a parent that they would say, no, you're not going to an assisted living. You're coming with me. You took care of me. You wiped my ass when I couldn't. Now it's my time to take care of you. So I hope that y'all will have a very good middle of the road solution here. But I just, Leslie, I mean, I understand how you feel. Cause listen, I mean, I could live with my mother. I mean, cause I lived with her my whole life. And as I said, I know how to deal with her shit, but that doesn't mean that your husband has. So I think that you need to really focus on God, you and your husband first. Next caller, please.
Hi, Julian, Todd, and anybody else who's on the show today. I love all of you guys. This is Allison from LeClaire, Iowa. I am calling today. I lost my job a week ago yesterday. I had a big passion for my position, and it's been a tough week. And I am a Christian, and I read the Bible, and I love how faith-based you guys are. And I was just wondering, what is your favorite verse that you guys turn to in times of need? If you guys have one that you kind of recite to yourself or something, just to keep that faith. Thankfully, everything I've ever gone through, I have never lost faith in God. It's just been a tough week, and any extra oomph I can get, I would appreciate it. And Thank you guys so much. Thank you for standing tall in all that you do, and much love to you all.
Allison, sorry that you are having to go through this, but I truly believe that God is preparing something better for you.
God is moving you to higher ground, sister. If you just look back in the scripture, you look at what, you know, what Joseph went through, and, you know, Joseph was sold into slavery. You know, he was then, you know, went to prison, and then he was placed at the highest position ever to lead his people. You know, God is always moving us, and sometimes the move's not comfortable. Sometimes we have to be taken out of our comfort zone in order to be able to grow. And I can tell you that my faith is stronger today than it ever has been. I find comfort in knowing that, you know, I'm walking in faith without sight, and knowing that, you know, if you live your life in faith, Allison, then there's no room for fear. And if you experience fear, then you got to get on your knees and pray harder, because there's the faith and fear doesn't go together. If you're fearing the unknown, then that means your faith is not as strong as it needs to be, that our God Almighty can do anything. God can place a stream in the desert if he wants it there. God can cure, God can heal the blind. God can do anything that he wants to do in the time frame to which he wants it done in. And you have to have faith in that. So losing your job is just God's way of, that's God's first step in showing you that he's moving you to higher ground. As far as an exact, you know, part
of. I have an exact scripture. It's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
Well, there you go. There you go. It can't be said any better than that. And, you know, Allison, the Bible is the one thing that we can go back to as Christians. It's almost like our farmer's almanac. It's our dictionary. It's our Wikipedia. It's every that the Bible has the answer to every question that we could possibly have or conceive to have. And you just have to dig down into the scripture. And sometimes, you know, it gets confusing, and, you know, you want to give up in your reading because you can't comprehend everything that's being said. But when you do that, and I find that I get frustrated at times when I'm reading because I don't understand it, and then I'll jump on Google and I'll ask the question, and then I'll go to Steve, who's our therapist and who is a true theologian and someone who just knows the scripture as well as anyone I've ever been around and experienced, and has changed my life by educating me with the scripture. I think that when you dig into it, the answer is there. And I think that why our therapy has worked so well with Steve is because, excuse me, Steve backs up the advice that he's giving us with scripture. And so it's not that I really care a whole lot about what Steve's telling me to do. I care more about what's the direction Steve's steering me in the Bible that's telling me what to do. So, you know, I hope that helps you in some way. And Julie, you have anything?
Absolutely, Allison. And just keep your head up and know that.
Higher ground, sister.
That's right.
Higher ground.
Motherhood is a crazy, sometimes overwhelming, almost always rewarding journey that can sometimes make you feel a bit isolated and downright tired. If you've ever felt alone in the madness that's parenthood, then do I have the show for you. From Audio Boom comes a brand new podcast just for all you moms, appropriately called FAM, For All Moms. Join host Susan Yara and Shahrzad Kiadeh as they dive into mom topics that are both hilarious and serious. Susan and Shahrzad share their sometimes embarrassing experiences, we've all had them, along with advice and commentary from experts and friends. These ladies are real and relatable, tackling about every topic in their lives, whether it's about their kids, marriage, or just life in general. This Audio Boom original podcast has new episodes every Wednesday and is available on your favorite podcast app right now. Be sure to search for and subscribe to FAM, For All Moms, in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever your favorite podcast app is.
Next caller, please.
Hey, this is David. Just had a question for Todd. I am in a relationship, and I really like the girl. I love spending time with her. We're best friends. I could go on and on about how great she is, but I find myself in a place where I am wanting to pursue all my dreams, and I'm about to start school again, and I really just want to focus on that. And as great as she is, I don't see her in my life right now. But I feel like if I tell her I can't be with her, that I'll never have that chance again. So I guess my question is, when you're in a situation between where you have to choose between love and success or fortune and knowing that you have to do what you have to do, is it worth giving up someone that means so much, especially if they're your best friend? Thank you, guys.
Hey, David. I am fortunate enough to say that I married my best friend. And she and I went through the struggles of having nothing to having little to having an abundance. And we did it together. And, you know, you've said that this young lady that's in your life, that she's your best friend, you enjoy time with her, you enjoy spending your time with her. But what you don't say is really the loudest thing that's being said here. You're not saying that you're in love with her. She hasn't touched that part of you that has caused you to say, I'm willing to give it all up just to be with you. That tells me you need to pursue your dream, because it's not this young woman's burden to be with you for the rest of your life, and then you spew back resentment to her when you get in an argument. Well, I could have done this and this and this when I was younger, but I sacrificed to be with you. That's not what love is. Love is not ever making someone feel guilty for making you their choice. So what I would say to you, I'd have loved if you'd have told me how old you were. I mean, if I had to guess, I would say that you're probably somewhere between the age of 21 and 25 to 27, which means that you really don't know shit yet, David. And you're going to find that the older you get, the less you know about women. So what I would encourage you to do is to not burn a bridge. And especially since you care for this young woman the way that you say you do, I think you should just say, listen, I love you. You mean the world to me, but I have to be able to live my dream. I have to find my passion, because if not, I'm only going to be half of the man that you deserve. And let me go do what I need to do to be a whole man for when and if I come back to you. And if she's not okay with that, that tells you everything. And she doesn't owe you to put her life on hold waiting for you to figure yours out. So I think I've given you a riddle here and ran you around in circles because you're wanting me to tell you exactly what to do. So I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. You need to go to school. You need to find your passion. You need to live your life and live your dream. Let that be your life. And if she's the woman God intends for you to share that with, she's not going anywhere. And if she does, there's your sign. Good luck, David. I want you to follow back up with me in a couple of weeks and let me know what happened. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie, or Savannah and Chad. My name's Kayla. I'm from El Paso, Texas. I have a question. So I just had a baby 3 months ago. I'm 19 years old, and she just turned 3 months. Her father is always, I guess you can say, always depending on me to do everything while he just sits down and plays his video games, like how little Grayson does, like his Fortnite, all that. I guess what I'm trying to ask is, like, how do I put him in his place to where he has to help me? Because it just seems like I'm doing everything, changing her diapers, getting her bottles, when she has to go to daycare, have to get her backpack ready, everything. And I just want to know, Todd, especially because you get everyone into place, I was wondering how you can help me get him into place. I love you guys so much. I love your show and love you guys. Thank you.
Kayla.
She's 19 years old.
Yeah, her baby's 3 months old.
And her boyfriend's not doing anything.
He's playing video games.
Yeah, well, again, this goes back to kids having kids. And Kayla, honey, he was playing video games before you got pregnant. And you were hoping that by having this baby that it was going to change him. It was going to turn him into an adult, turn him into a man, a provider, a caregiver. And the fact that he's allowed to sit around and play games, who's paying the bills? Who's putting a roof over your head? Who's paying for the formula, the diapers? But remember, Kayla, you are the mother. What you accept for yourself will be exactly what he gives your child. So if he cannot respect the mother who gave birth to his child the way that she needs to be respected and treat her the way she needs to be treated as the woman who gave birth to the most precious gift he'll ever have, if he doesn't respect that now, sister, you better wake up. You better wake up, because I got a feeling that if this doesn't shift, you got a lot of diapers to change in your future. And all it's going to do is build resentment. Because it is as much a man's job to change a diaper as it is a woman's. It's as much a man's job to bathe his child as it is a woman. It's as much a man's job to feed his child as it is a woman. It's as much a man's job to nurture and keep safe his child as it is the mother's. So I'm not telling you that a marriage or a relationship's ever going to be 50-50, because it's just not. But it's never supposed to be 70-30, the woman being 70, the man being 30. And if you've got, if that's your numbers and that's the percentages of how it's working out in your life, then you need to reevaluate and figure out how to change those numbers. You need to make an investment elsewhere. Julie?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think sometimes you do, it's not always 50-50, right? For sure. But I think he has to be able to step up to the plate at some point, because
he is on the video game.
You can't, be expected to do it all. So I think you do. You have to sit down with him and be like, listen, this is where we are. I don't know if he has anybody in his life who's telling him, if he has the direction from a mom or a dad to know what to do. And maybe you call us back and let us know that, Kayla. But we are thinking about you, and keep your head up, girl.
But, I want to jump on something else, Kayla, that you just said, Julie, that I'm going to, disagree with. It does not always fall back to the parents of the person who's being sorry as hell.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No,
I'm
because
just saying,
you said.
I'm saying if he wasn't raised with a father, he either has to know, it goes back to the song that Cain Brown wrote about his own daughter. You either decide I'm gonna do what my father, I'm gonna fall into that same rut, or I'm gonna change and I'm gonna be what I didn't have.
Exactly, which means that it's the decision of the person who's not doing it right now, which is her fiance. Right. He has a decision to make.
Right.
So all of these parents out here who get the heat because their child's out here smoking crack, or they're an alcoholic, or they're committing crimes, and these people went to church, they raised their child, they didn't see any of that at home, but yet they went out here and they took a wrong path. That accountability belongs to them. The accountability of him having a child out of wedlock belongs to him.
Right. But I'm just saying, if she's 19 years old, if he's a 19-year-old kid and he's never been taught, he never had a father, it's kind of hard to know what to do if you've never had one.
Well, it's kind of hard to know what to do, but it's not hard for him to use it as an excuse that he didn't have
a
father.
Absolutely. I'm not saying use it as an excuse.
So my thing is that even if you didn't have a father, you know that your baby's got a shitty diaper on.
That's right. You're right.
Even if you didn't have a father and your baby's crying because you hadn't fed him in the last 2 hours, you know your baby's hungry.
You're right.
So I'm not giving any pass for anyone to step up and say, well, I was a shitty parent because I had a shitty parent. Here's a takeaway from this. If you feel that way, don't have children. wrap it up. And women out there who see this wounded man coming to you who you want to save, run the opposite direction. It's not your job to save someone. It's your job to enhance that person's growth. And so that's what I'm saying to you, Kayla. Where is your mom and daddy? I want to know where your mom and daddy is right now that's sitting there that's saying to you it's okay for him to sit on his ass and play video games while you're doing everything for the baby. Call me back next week. I want an answer to that. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Julie. This is Ashley from California. I called about a month ago to ask you just a question about me and my fiance and our difference of, well, mostly his fear of having kids and whatnot, but we definitely had talked about it, and we had agreed that, you know, we're going to just go day by day, but as a better understanding, he is willing to have kids because he said, with me it's different, where he's more committed to our relationship and, you know, starting a whole family together. Just right now it's been more complicated because his baby mama has been filing through the court for custody purposes and more money. So it's been difficult for us, but I've been able to be by his side and, you know, give him the support he needs and the love that he needs. And we'll get through this and, you know, hopefully in the near future we'll have our own little family. I do appreciate all you guys have done for us. And one little request I have is that you guys could say a little prayer for us every now and then. I know it's kind of hard being in a relationship, but I really love this man, and I'm sure we'll work things out. But I hope to hear from you guys soon, and thank you for everything. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Ashley from California.
Ashley, your husband has a child from, I guess he's your husband or your partner, has a child from another woman. And he's in court going back for additional child support. I don't know that now's the time, which I understand that you've acknowledged that maybe now's not the time for you guys to start this. But what I would say to you, as I would say to my own daughters, that we watch what you're significant other is doing and how he's navigating his way through the waters of this baby mama and this other child, because what he does to her is the same thing that he would do to you. It's easy to sit and say, God, I wish I'd had my kids with you. I mean, you know, I'd have 50 with you. You know, I wish I hadn't had them with the other one. Well, you know what? He could have taken precautions from that. So, yes, we will pray for you. We will pray that God blesses you and your family, and that your family starts in the perfect timing that God has in store for you. But until then, there's a child that is already here that needs to be parented. There's a child that needs to be fed, clothed, bathed, and a roof put over their head. So I think that you should watch and see how well your husband does with that one child before you start jumping on the bandwagon of having two or three with him. So I hope you don't find that statement to be offensive, but you know, I'm just, you call in and I give it to you the way that I'm going to, you know, the way that I know how to. So I hope that works for you. So folks, we are out of time now. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in each week to Chrisley Confessions. I want to thank you all for the support that you give us each week, each day, you know, the things that you send us on social media. And I want to thank the haters that send me things on social media, because the haters are sometimes your best motivators. you know, thank you all for tuning in to Chrisley Knows Best, to Growing Up Chrisley.
Right. New episodes coming in March. And it is March next week,
yes,
people.
Yes, new episodes coming in March. So you guys tune into USA Network Thursday nights. It's Thursday nights or Chrisley nights. And tune in. I think we just found out that the Kardashians are moving to Thursday nights as well on E!
Did see that.
And so I guess
they're going to be on an hour before us, though.
So. Okay. So, folks, tune in every week. Let us know what you think of the new episodes and the things that are going on in our life. And I think that this season is going to be very telling for a lot of people out there and things that we're going to be releasing. So until then, until next week, love one another, lift each other up. Good luck and God bless.